Jabba's Palace, Tatooine. As soon as the Jedi Kenobi left, satisfied that he had a deal, Count Dooku arrived. Jabba had long since decided they were both in this for the same thing. Both of them from the same nest. Arrogant, Utmian off-worlders from the core, who thought that he was some ignorant outer rim peasant shag who couldn't see the bigger picture or the political game they were playing. One of them had probably set up the other. Jabba just didn't know which. Maybe the Jedi wasn't that devious. Maybe, although Jabba would never bet on it. But he served politicians, and the Senate was not Jabba's kind of scum. They were beneath contempt. They bribed, lied, cheated, defrauded, stole, and murdered. Jabba did quite a few of those things too, but he never claimed otherwise. Nor was what he did against Hutt law and custom. Republic senators, though, they paraded one morality in public, but lived another in private. Hypocrisy wasn't the Hutt way. Jabba was ashamed of nothing.
"Show Dooku in,"
he growled at TC-70. Dooku was stiffly formal, a much older man than Kenobi. They said he was incredibly wealthy from an old dynasty. But Jabba had never seen or heard the slightest rumor about how he spent that wealth, if he did anything with it at all. And a business like Jabba's ran on good intelligence about the market and the needs of the rich.
"I hate beings who can't be bought. Credits are clean and simple. Other motives are too messy,"
Jabba said to himself.
"Lord Jabba, I have urgent news about your son," Dooku said. "You were right. He was taken to Teth. This will anger you greatly, but I have to tell you, the Jedi are behind this."
"Well, you would say that, wouldn't you?"
Jabba played the game that Dooku seemed to expect.
"If you know so much, tell me how he is,"
he bellowed.
"Is he dead? Is he alive? How is my son?"
"He's alive, Lord Jabba."
"He'd better be. Why should I believe you, though? You know the Jedi came to me to negotiate. You want the same thing from me. So you would say anything to get it."
"I'm disappointed you feel that way, Lord Jabba."
"Well, convince me. Tell me how you know."
He couldn't. Jabba watched him clasp his hands slowly and wondered what he might lever out of the Separatists by turning the tables on Dooku.
"It would be wrong for me to reveal my sources because it would put my agents at risk. But I have evidence."
Jabba stared at Dooku in complete silence. It was a tactic that always worked, sooner or later, and it was less trouble than strapping him to a thermal detonator with a ticking timer. Dooku took a visible breath.
"Lord Jabba, I have footage from a security holocam on Teth that shows your son being held hostage by Jedi, and, I'm sorry, there's no easy way to tell you this, but the recording also shows that they're planning to destroy you."
Jabba hadn't been expecting that. But Rata was alive. Now Jabba had some control over the situation again. Real hope. The kind that set him thinking what revenge he might exact on the guilty parties, beyond denying them the access they needed. But he had no intention of begging for crumbs.
"This is an outrage. Show me."
Dooku held up his hand.
"One of my agents is risking her life right now to get your son back from the Jedi. She has the recording and is due to transmit it very soon. A matter of minutes."
Jabba leaned on one elbow and disguised the kind of desperate hope and relief that didn't look at all becoming on a Khajiitic lord.
"Then I will wait. Minutes.